This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves, because that's what we do on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Richie Rich.
The two of us here this evening live on a Sunday evening. As all you have to do is call in at 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And we'll talk to you about whatever you want to talk about. But you brought in a pretty important story, Richie.
I think it's important. I have an updated version of the story. The original story broke, I think, like either late Thursday night or early Friday morning is when I first heard about it. I put that story in, like, you know, the show prep group that we have for hosts, and apparently no one covered it. So, so here I am. This is from Ammo Land.
Which is a great site.
Great site.
Yep.
Rogue ATF agents are cracking down on legal guns in anticipation of Biden administration.
So a rogue agent suggests that they're somehow not working under the orders of their main group.
Well, they would technically be still under President Trump.
Okay.
And it's, I guess it's hard for Trumpers to believe that that president would...
I see.
Would, you know, authorize these actions.
All right.
I'm going to read this quote real quick, and then we'll get to the meat here. Honest citizens should enjoy the right to assemble their own firearms for lawful purposes, and they should be able to do so without being terrorized by their government. This is Gun Owners of America's Eric Pratt to Ammo Land on December 11th, which was that Friday?
Eric Pratt? Is it Larry Pratt?
Eric Pratt. Erich. It's E-R-I-C-H, Pratt.
Pratt. It must be Larry's son. So Larry Pratt is the founder of Gun Owners of America.
Right.
I'm not familiar with Eric. Sure, he's a nice guy.
That's his quote.
So I would agree. And here's the reason. Rights don't come from government, and it doesn't matter what they say in Washington, D.C. Do you have the right to defend yourself? If something bad is happening, do you have the right to defend yourself? Is the question that I want you to ask. Do you have the right to build tools? Do you have the right to transact and interact with other human beings? If the answer to those three things is yes, then you have the right to buy a gun, is really how it comes. Now, if you have the right to build tools and you have the right to defend yourself, clearly you have the right to build a tool to defend yourself.
Right.
What else?
And to be clear, what we're getting into, not guns. So... this is the meat of the article. On Thursday, federal agents, that's the ATF, raided the headquarters of Polymer 80, one of the largest manufacturers of homemade firearm accessories. So to be brief, Polymer 80 sells 80% lowers, which by the ATF's, you know, mandates, definitions, diktats, whatever, not a firearm.
Right. So a lower is the piece that the government calls a gun.
Right.
So there's uppers, and they change them out, and these kind of things. But for whatever reason, because there's been so many lawsuits about this, they had to determine what is a gun.
It's when not the handle, piece of plastic or metal.
It's not the trigger. It's not the buttstock. It's not the barrel. It's this thing called a lower.
Right.
And what they sell is not a complete lower.
It
is
80%.
An incomplete lower that is 80% manufactured, but not 100% manufactured. Now, you know, having functioned within this, it's an interesting gray area, because it's not gray by the legal standard, but I mean, it's you know, you look at this thing and you say, that's a gun part. You
know? It's definitely a gun part. It's definitely a gun accessory. It definitely can be used to assist you in building that firearm for yourself, but defined by the ATF, by you know, whatever laws they're currently going by, not
a gun.
Not a gun. For years, Polymer 80 has been producing 80% complete lower receivers, which the ATF determined to be incomplete, and non-regulated by the ATF as firearms.
Now, as I understand one of these lowers, it's nice to have a drill press, but you don't have to have a drill press in order to make it. You can do it with the guides and tools they sell you, just right, with a regular old battery-driven drill.
So part of what the ATF rated on Thursday was what Polymer 80 has is their buy-build-shoot kit, BBS kits,
mm-hmm,
which includes everything you need, you know, the slide, the trigger mechanism, the drill bits, and everything that you would use to manufacture that 80% lower into 100% lower, still not requiring a serial number or a transfer fee or government paperwork at all.
Right.
Like, you buy this buy, build, shoot kit, they mail it straight to your door, you manufacture that 80% lower into 100%, and then assemble your fire.
Yeah, now, there's some certain levels of fine machining that goes in, and I've heard people say that there's better and worse
results. Definitely screw it up
with 80% lowers.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not recommending that this is the way to go, but you know, I do say you've got the right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've talked to people who said, like, oh no, you should definitely do this at some point in your life, because it gets you more familiar with the internal workings of your defense tool.
You'll know what how it works.
Exactly, which is, you know, important for some people to learn. These receivers require holes to be drilled and surfaces filed before they become actual usable receivers, hence the term 80% receiver. You might have heard an anti-gunner refer to a completed homemade firearm as a ghost gun before. According to the ATF, in numerous letters to Polymer 80, their 80% receiver did not require a manufacturer's license, the unconstitutional Pittman-Robertson tax, a serial number, or an NICS check before purchase, and that would be your background check.
Right.
Anti-gunners have been advocating for a ban on homemade firearms for years, even recently appealing to the Trump administration.
Right, and you got to ask yourself, like, how many homemade guns have been used in the commission of a felony? Because I tend to think these aren't the sorts of things that end up out there.
Well, and that was one of the excuses that the ATF said about this raid, was that I think one of the killings in San Francisco or whatever was committed by, you know, when they caught the guy, it was an 80% lower milled into a firearm that they had used.
Yeah,
so
sure,
that was their justification for the raid, is that they are selling these things to felons.
Okay, so the guy was a felon?
I think the guy who committed that act was. I don't have that story in front of me, but yeah.
Right, and so
let's presume it to be so.
It's an interesting point. Now, being a convicted felon myself, I have some level of understanding. Now, the fact, if I were to buy one of these 80% lowers, that would be legal.
Yeah.
Turning it into a firearm, on the other hand, would not.
Right.
So,
but you could buy this thing, mount it on your wall. And
right.
Look at this.
Look at this chunk of aluminum.
Right. Or polymer plastic in the case or of
whatever the case may be. So one of the questions I have is that in many states it's legal for a felon to possess a black powder pistol. Now, if just the very idea of it being legal is what makes a felon choose it to commit a crime, then what we should see is a whole bunch of felonies committed by felons with black powder pistols, because it's legal for them to acquire them.
Right. But
and
they're
going
to commit a crime, so those people are less likely to care about the legality of the tool they use to commit the crime.
Right. And I think that it is my assertion that, in fact, felons who wish to commit crimes don't care at all about the legality of the weapon that they have chosen, and therefore all the laws surrounding legality of felons possessing are really largely useless. I mean, yeah, if you find a felon walking down the street, if you happen to know that he's a felon, if a cop knows he's a felon, sees him with a gun, then they could do something.
Sure.
But in most of these places, you get your highest concentration of felons in places where guns are basically illegal anyway. So I don't know that that makes the least bit of difference. But a black powder pistol is almost never. I found one instance, one time, of somebody using a black powder pistol to, and I think it was a flintlock. So I'm talking about like pirates, you know, like cocking back the hammer kind of thing to rob a liquor store. But other than that, never.
I do think the black powder option is good for felons who have, like, straightened their life out.
Sure.
As a way to carry and be able to defend themselves if necessary.
If you're going to use it in home. But remember,
in a lawful manner.
Modern weapons are easier stopped by walls in modern houses.
Yep.
So a black powder ball is going to fly through and potentially harm more innocent people.
But if you're a felon and that's all you got to defend your home and your family?
Set them on fire with that baby. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her Uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bang Books at bangbooks.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free.
Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. Right now, we're talking about an interesting raid that has occurred on a factory.
Firearm accessory manufacturer. Say it like that.
And I want to hear about the outcomes because they're, I happen to know, quite important. We've actually had 80% lower manufacturers advertise here on Free Talk Live. Not Polymer 80. They're a big one. But we've had others. And we've actually, I've been to the plant where they do the Ghost Gunner, which is not exactly an 80% lower, but they sell the lowers and then the milling kit and a whole bunch of things. And you've got a firearm that doesn't have a...
The 3D printer and the file to make it.
Yep, it doesn't have a serial number, and it didn't need one. Because if you're not selling it, it doesn't need a serial number.
Yeah, that's part of the deal where, as an American, you can manufacture your own at home.
Yep, it's the truth. Also, advertisers we've had is the great option of wearing kilts. Everyone has their own idea of what freedom is, and for some, freedom is the freedom to swing free like the Scotsmen do. Richie Rich here, and I have got some great kilts from sportkilt.com, and you can even see our hosts wearing sports kilts, particular form of freedom, right at kilts. That's with an S, because there's two of us, and we're wearing kilts. Kilts.freetalklive.com. You can go see the pictures. And I got to say, there's some pretty good shots.
I do love my kilt.
Yeah, and if you haven't felt freedom, and you haven't felt freedom until you've worn a kilt from sportkilt.com, just go check them out. Sport, it's singular, sportkilt.com, because you'll probably buy one kilt. But maybe you could buy more than one, in which case it would be sport kilts. But.
And for the wintertime, they have told us to get the thicker wool kilts and the socks that they sell, because then you've only got a little bit of your knee exposed to the elements. And just as warm as anything else you're going to wear during the winter.
Yeah, I think it's a great option. Use code FTL, save there. You can get 10% off. If you're thinking about Christmas gifts, this is a great gift for your man. Sportkilt.com, made in the USA. I know that they've got a factory right there in Utah.
Utah, yes, sir.
Sportkilt.com. It's great. I love mine. Love it. Sportkilt.com. So go on with the story, if you would, please, Richie.
Okay, so... anti-gunners have been advocating for a ban on firearms for years, even recently appealing to the Trump administration. Once again, the ATF appears to be reversing its long-standing interpretive guidance and is arbitrarily redefining a crucial term to enact a gun ban. The ATF is expanding its crackdown. MLN News broke the news yesterday, this was Friday, that ATF is raiding more companies than just Polymer 80. The ATF did raid or show up at other companies that sell other kits that include 80% parts kits, barrels, and slides that are not Polymer 80. MLN News sources inside the ATF say that the agency is now considering 80% kits with all the parts needed to finish a pistol as a firearm. And again, that's referencing the buy-build-shoot kits. None of the companies had any warning of the change to ATF's regulations before actual agents showed up making attempts to retrieve customer information. And to me, that is the big part right there. So the original article that I found Friday that everyone was talking about, no arrests were made, no charges filed.
No charges filed. They just made a raid and got customer information.
All the customer information.
So now they have a database of people who have...
Not guns.
Well, probably guns that were at one point not guns.
Right.
Yeah. And Lord knows what they're going to do with that information. Oh. At this point, they've been willing to raid a factory and then not make arrests, which I think is a real problem. I mean, when a policing agency determines that they're going to use their power to raid, but not... go after bad people, which is presumably what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, that's the names in the database. All these bad people who buy 80% firearms so that you don't have to get a background check, so you don't have to get a serial number, but all of a sudden can use these firearms in commissions of crimes.
Right. So I guess that I can see the point that they're trying to collect a list and see who's a convicted felon. who's been foolish enough to buy these under their own name, which doesn't make much sense.
It doesn't make much sense, except for the fact that they would be allowed to buy them.
Yes.
Because it's not a felony to possess the 80% part.
No. I mean, a convicted felon could buy the 80% lower. Look, I don't write these laws. I'm just telling you what they say. They could buy the 80% lower and then never put the kit together.
Yep.
Yeah.
And why would you put it in your own name? Because you don't expect the ATF to raid the 80% lower manufacturer.
Because it's legal.
And I don't know if it gets into it in the article, but I know that a retail outlet, Brownells, got a visit because they sold the 80%. They didn't sell the buy, build, shoot kits, but they sold the 80%. And I did see a YouTube video where they did mention that a customer got a visit from the ATF and was required to turn over his buy, build, shoot kit as a firearm.
Is that customer a felon?
I don't remember exactly. I don't think so.
So why would he have to turn over his buy, build, shoot kit?
Because the ATF is making the determination that is now illegal.
They've determined that the buy, build, shoot kit is illegal.
Right, because they're saying,
not an 80% lower.
Right. So let me get to this next paragraph real quick, and then that might help. Apparently, the ATF now considers an 80% lower receiver sold with a parts kit, such as the one offered by Polymer 80 as buy, build, shoot kits, to be a firearm requiring a background check. So he buys the buy, build, shoot kit from Polymer 80.
Yeah, so this is another thing, ladies and gentlemen, that should be determined by your representatives in Congress. And I'm not saying that should be in the sense that in a perfect world or anything like that. In a perfect world, people who you don't know shouldn't be able to tell you how to live so long as you don't harm other people.
Or who to trade with.
Right, or who to trade with or however. But at the very least, in a representative, in a democratic republic, in a representative republic, the idea is that the decisions are made by the people. Remember the whole "we the people" crap that you're taught in civics? That, by the way, it's not "we the people." It's not a government by the people, for the people, of the people. It's not that. It's a government of the lawyers, by the corporations, for the lobbyists,
the lizard people,
right, or whatever it is. It's for the new world order. Here, the ATF, nobody, you did not elect anybody at the ATF. You did not cast a vote for a single ATF agent.
None of them.
The ATF is just determining what the laws are as to what's a gun and what's not a gun. Now, you may agree with this determination, and I can see the point of the determination, but that's not how we were taught the system worked.
Well, and even these manufacturers within this industry, right, they go by the ATF's rulings and guidances, right?
Sure.
So operating under the impression that this part, this 80% lower, is not a firearm, combining that with other gun parts that aren't firearms, right, would in no way lead you to make the assumption that all of a sudden that combination is all of a sudden a firearm. It's just a basket
right.
full of accessories.
Everybody who's doing this has up to this point been following the law.
And the ATF's guidance
yeah.
of those laws.
Right.
And then raided.
It's a disturbing situation. Imagine your business being raided by the ATF. I imagine they didn't come in with posies in their hands.
I doubt it.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom at a discount. Go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fallen land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. the director of the Centers for Disease Control, has given the go-ahead to begin vaccinations against coronavirus. Robert Redfield signed off on the recommendations from the CDC's advisory committee Sunday, meaning shots could be administered as early as Monday. The FDA commissioner says he hopes vaccine deliveries will be on time to hit that mark. Dr. Stephen Hahn tells CNN that hospitals are ready to vaccinate their workers.
Well, my hope, again, is that this happens very expeditiously, hopefully tomorrow. We've seen the vaccines go out. We've seen the press reports of hospitals waiting to vaccinate healthcare workers and those most vulnerable, according to the recommendations of the ACIP and the CDC. So it would be my greatest hope and desire that occur tomorrow.
Vaccines began to leave the Pfizer facility in Michigan on Sunday morning, bound for hundreds of vaccination sites across the country. This is USA Radio News. President Trump has increased his criticism of Attorney General William Barr since news last week that the Department of Justice has been investigating President-elect Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Barr reportedly knew of the investigation in the spring, but kept that information private. The president tweeting Saturday asking why Barr didn't interject when Biden said during a presidential debate that there was no investigation. On Sunday, he told Fox News that even Robert Mueller stood up when false information was put out, but Barr did not.
Joe Biden lied on the debate stage. He said there's nothing happening, and Bill Barr should have stepped up. I'll tell you what, say what you want about Robert Mueller. When BuzzFeed put out a phony article, I think it was BuzzFeed, but BuzzFeed put out a phony article, Bob Mueller stepped out and he said that article was a phony, and then there was ultimately proven no collusion. No, after 2 years, no collusion. But Bob Mueller stood up and he interjected that this article was false. Bill Barr should have done the same thing.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. This live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Richie Rich. I
want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It's the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. And a lot of people are wishing that they had learned about cryptocurrency years ago. Right now, with Bitcoin on another run. Some of the altcoins following it up.
Moon time, baby.
Maybe that's the case. I can't make predictions here. I'm not a financial advisor, and they're a bunch of liars anyway. So all I'm telling you is that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. If you go there, you click on Get Started. It's right there at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignorance on this important world-changing information. Just go to Bitcoin.com. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com because they've got the latest news sources there, headlines, and all the relevant news to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy to use website. It's bitcoin.com. Proud to be a partner with bitcoin.com. They are a great bunch of folks over there, and they do good work. Let's go to the phones. Richie, I know you've got more on this story where Polymer 80
There's a little bit more, yeah.
A manufacturer of 80% lowers is rated, but let's go to the phone. James in Missouri. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
James,
all's well.
Avenue not taken, I noticed, with your earlier talk.
Yes.
Okay, so imagine this. You're holding one of the kits was partially assembled and so forth, like you mentioned.
So like at 80% lower, you're possessing it?
Well, let's suppose that instead of filling out a going show or something, you're simply displaying wares at a swap show.
Okay.
The swap show loophole.
People walking around eating popcorn, buying and selling used clothing. And one guy is looking kind of armed and brushes and so forth. And somebody offers them a profit for one of the partially assembled kits.
I see no problem with that so far.
Private transaction and quiet with a big bag and a receipt and down the road it goes.
Yeah, nothing you said is problematic so far because the 80% lowers are not, up until this point, unregulated by the ATF and any government agency. It's just accessories for a firearm.
Until very recently.
Until Friday.
Yep. So imagine how the hobbyist out here might consider the thing, which harkens back to early, like pre-Civil War, adult male training the youth about firing the flintlock and think of things like small move, small miss. So develop greater accuracy and...
What's that have to do with an 80% lower?
Well, what I used to hear from my sergeant, if you can do it with one round, you greatly reduce the threat the opposite might pose. Think about it.
Sure. You kill him in the first shot, you don't have to worry about him firing four more back at you.
Especially if you're targeting the leader of the armed forces on the other side of the separation.
Yep, you want to get the highest guy first.
Yep. Did you hear about that Carlos fell out of Vietnam?
I did not.
No. Nope.
Carlos Hathcock. Look him up.
Okay.
He was a really amazing man to send out just a sniper team against a whole large group of Viet Cong because he had a way of being able at range to observe an enemy at large range, pick out who was the guy calling out orders, humiliating his unders, and be able to track him, isolate him, and target him. And he's kind of famous for...
What's his name again? Carlos what?
Hathcock.
Carlos Hathcock.
Very good. James, I do appreciate the call there. Sounds like somebody worth researching. Let's go to Scott calling in from Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. You know, what I'd like to say is that this election was definitely stolen from President Trump.
All right.
On the Democratic side, the election was literally bought and paid for by Mark Zuckerberg, who spent $400 million of his own money. Michael Bloomberg spent $100 million in Florida alone. And George Soros, of course, has bankrolled Antifa and Black Lives Matter. On the other side of the coin, you've got the Republican side, where Bernie Marcus from the Home Depot and Sheldon Adelson, a billionaire from he's a Las Vegas casino mogul, has financed Republicans. So the common denominator is that there's tremendous Jewish influence on both sides. But be that as it may, our nation is in a Great Depression, the worst Christmas ever. 80 million plus.
Best Hanukkah ever, though.
Do you think the Jews are going after Christmas?
No. The Jews don't need to go after Christmas. They've already influenced everything else in America. And by the way, I'm Jewish.
The Hanukkah song is the best holiday song for the season.
How Jewish are you, Scott?
I'm Jewish by birth, but I haven't been in a synagogue in 45 years, and I'll never step in one again.
Okay.
That's why he doesn't want to take out all the Jews.
Just the international Jews. I see.
The international Jews. Let me rephrase that. I don't want to be vague with your listeners. When I mean international Jews, I mean like people like Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase, Lloyd Blankfein, Goldman Sachs, David Solomon, Goldman Sachs.
It's Jewish envy that he's not an international Jew with the wealth and
Scott,
power.
There's a lot of guys who don't have the really obvious Jewish names out there that are, you know, working at these companies and influencing politics and doing these sorts of things. I mean, I get it that there are certainly some Jews in banking and certainly some Jews in politics, but it's not like they run the whole show or anything.
That's what they want you to think, Mark.
They do run the show. They really do. Look at the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve was founded in 1913 by Paul Warburg, a German Jew. And a lot, most Americans don't even realize the Federal Reserve is not.
Yeah, but J.P. Morgan had a lot to do with it. And Morgan, best I can tell, is not a Jewish name.
No, but, you know, the Rothschilds.
He changed it to Ellis Island.
The Rothschilds, that's their personal bank. The Rothschilds got a foothold in the American banking system by taking over control of the Federal Reserve. Woodrow Wilson said in 1913.
Woodrow Wilson, not a Jew.
He ever made. Woodrow Wilson, of course, was not a Jew, but he said it was the worst decision he ever made.
So the Trump states need to secede, declare Trump the God Emperor of the new federation following the Constitution, and then not set up a Jewish central bank.
Trump's son-in-law Jewish?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes. Jared Kushner, of course. Yeah. He's a fervent Zionist.
That's an in-law, though.
I still have yet to see how their, somebody's religion and ethnicity is somehow affecting me. But I do thank you for the call, Scott. And this is proof. It's Free Talk Live. You can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. No guarantees I believe you. No guarantees I agree with you. But, nonetheless, you may call 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite's 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Mark with you.
And Richie Rich.
The number 855-450-3733. We're talking about, well, a raid that went on in an 80% lower manufacturer. The lower, I mean, firearm lower.
But not a firearm.
It's not a firearm until it's 100%, but it's 80%, so it's not.
Or it's not a firearm until it's more than 80%.
It's a firearm accessory.
Yeah, at this point.
So you can talk about that or anything else that's on your mind. Number 855-450-3733. Go to freetalklive.com. You can sign up for our newsletter. It's right there on the front page. Make it easy for you. That's freetalklive.com. Let's go to Pedrag. I believe I'm pronouncing that right. In New Mexico. Pedrag, can you help me out with that again?
I can hear you okay. How you guys doing? If you're doing okay, I can tell.
Good.
Doing well.
What's on your mind?
The previous caller, before the last one, it was one shot, one kill. Carlos Hathcock was a sniper in Vietnam. He was a Marine sniper in Vietnam. And another guy was Chris Kyle in Texas. He was killed, just for your information. But really what I wanted to talk about was...
Yeah, Chris Kyle, I believe I saw the movie that was put out by Clint Eastwood. Is that right, American Sniper?
American Sniper, that's correct.
Yeah, it's a really great movie, and I don't care what your position is on, you know, whatever. I mean, it's well done, and it's so well done. This is, you know, my little critique of seeing the movie. I saw it in the theater, and I'm a pretty avidly anti-war guy, but I like military history.
Mark's now a patriot.
Well, no, I'm just saying that, you know, like the Eastwood showed the complications of everything, and you can interpret them how you wish. You know, he showed the complications, and I thought it was a great movie, American Sniper. Go ahead, Patrick.
I read the book, and it was a better book than it was a movie, but that's all right. Anyways, I was going through it, looking at, we have 330 million people in the United States. I'm just trying to keep it from getting to a civil war, because then I'd have to fight my six sisters, and they're wicked. they're already on me all the time. Anyways, 330 million people, more or less, in the United States. 70 million voted for Trump. 80 million voted for Biden. That leaves about 30 million illegal immigrants, give or take. 70 million people, let's say 80 million were underage, right? 18 and under couldn't vote. 70 million people, they don't care less. They don't vote anyways, one way or the other. But I can hear the Blackhawk helicopters circling around my house now.
Are they coming after you?
No, I have three dogs and a couple of chickens. They'll defend me just fine. Anyways, I just wanted to say if we really, and this is hard to talk about because it's something. Obama weaponized the IRS against the American people with the Obamacare program, saying that if you didn't buy into some kind of thing, you would get fined and the IRS would charge you $2,000 a year.
I paid that fine.
Whatever it was. Wow. Did you pay that fine?
Sorry to hear that.
I have paid that fine,
So you can see that I'm kind of correct.
Yep.
So if, and this is a real hard thing to say, but we pay a lot of taxes. I'm a property owner and the school's always coming for me.
That's not hard to say at all. That's easy to say. Americans pay a lot of taxes.
And I'm just a farmer. And every time I buy gas or diesel, I pay taxes on it. Every time I buy seed for my farm, I pay taxes on it. And then I work real hard. And none of the politicians have ever, and I told you guys once before, none of the politicians have ever help me plow or plant.
No, they never come out and visit.
They never see me.
They're still entitled to some percentage of your labor.
I have never seen the governor of the state of New Mexico. I've never seen my representative, Lujan. I've never seen any of those. None of the county commissioners, none of them come out and visit me and say, hey, how you doing? Can I help you out?
Well, stop paying your taxes and they'll visit you.
So I was just thinking, in order to avoid a civil war, what if 70 million people, because most of them that voted for Trump are conservatives, and most of them have jobs. I know a lot of people that voted for Biden, but they're all sitting at home watching their 55-inch TV screens. So what if 70 million people didn't file income taxes this year? That would defund the politicians, and I like that idea.
I'm with you. I like that idea, too. I would, if we could get a website together where people agree to do that, I'm in. It'll be great.
I'm in, too. I liked Johnson, and he was a libertarian.
Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico.
Former governor of New Mexico. But all he did was rode his bicycle like Lance Armstrong around New Mexico. If people would have really liked him, they would have voted more libertarian, and they didn't. They chose somebody else, Democrats again, unfortunately.
I'm always in favor of a tax protest, but you always have to assume that even if 70 million Americans stop paying their taxes, the IRS are still going to pick a few of those off along the way.
They're going to pick some, but,
statistically, it won't be you, but what's going to happen to those people?
There's also sort of... right. The biggest, there's supposed to be a 1 year for, in jail potential for not filing, your taxes. But I haven't seen anybody go to prison for not filing. I've seen them go to prison for saying you don't have to pay. But, usually if the IRS decides to come after you, it's just it's a fine, it's interest, penalty, and that's all. So there's not a big, danger in not, best I can tell, so far, not filing. Let's go to Bad Slave calling in from New Hampshire. Thanks for the call, Patrick. Appreciate it. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ah, thank you, gentlemen. By the way, Larkin Rose, I think, did do time for some, a little over a year for... better file.
Yeah, Larkin Rose had a variety of charges, but his main charge was essentially telling people how they didn't have to pay and these kind of things, you know, the sort of legal loophole theories and stuff like that. So,
well, that's speech, and that's really protected already. So,
yeah, but that's the part they don't like.
Yeah, you cannot file, but if you tell other people how not to file, then that you're spreading the good word way too far.
No, it it was all data. It was all just bringing the law into focus.
Oh, I know. I've read the book and I've watched the video. It's amazing.
Kind of a,
yeah, I'm not saying he's wrong, Bad Slave. I'm simply saying that that's what makes them angry. Free Talk Live has been on the air for 20 years. Ian doesn't pay federal income tax, and generally I don't pay federal income tax either. I do it in different ways than he does. Now I'm a resident of the Commonwealth of North Mariana Islands, and my taxes don't go to drop million-dollar bombs on $10 tents, which I'm pretty happy about. But, ultimately the thing that seems to really... You know, Wesley Snipes, Irwin Schiff, Larkin Rose, the guys that I'm familiar with the cases that I'm familiar with, it's not that they didn't pay. It's that they told other people how they didn't have to pay. And then that means they had to be lashed to the pillory, and they must be made to pay by the IRS standards.
They have David Champion and...
great social media presence, by the way.
The guy, I think he's in Washington State, that was a former enforcer for the IRS, he just did the research and came to their the IRS and said, hey, none of us are really supposed to be paying these taxes. And, they drummed him out of his job, but he's never spent a day in jail. I think Dave Champion actually did in jail for contempt of court, but he agreed to give away his hard drive. I mean, if they wanted his data, and of course he hadn't kept any of it, so they could have his hard drive or the contents of it and not gain a thing. But he's, other than that, he hasn't spent any time in jail, and he's doing exactly the same thing that, that Larkin and Schiff and, all these others.
Yeah, the IRS doesn't seem to have as many people to, many soldiers to enforce their will as they did in the past.
They say as such.
Yeah, and they're very clear. As a matter of fact, it appears as though when they're doing audits, they're auditing middle class people now instead of auditing rich people, because middle class people are just easier to audit.
Rich people have attorneys.
Yeah, that's fascinating stuff. Bad Slave, thank you for the call. Wait! Coming up on the commercials here. 855-450-3733.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.